The next patient is John Shackleton. The last name is S-H-A-C-K-L-E-T-O-N. And the first name is J-E-A-N. This is the clinical case of a 57-year-old male that is originally from Haiti that developed nephrosclerosis, most likely associated to uncontrolled hypertension. The patient has been on hemodialysis for over a year, has been extremely compliant with the medications, hasn't had any complications, hasn't had any visits to the hospital. In the review systems, the patient denies the patient of the presence of weakness, tiredness, general malaise, fever, or shaking chills. In the cardiovascular, no chest pains, palpitations, or skipping beats. In the respiratory, no shortness of breath, cough, or sputum production. Gastrointestinal, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain. GU unremarkable, and musculoskeletal unremarkable. To the physical examination, the blood pressure comes at the time of the initiation of the dialysis with 150/90, and he is living with a blood pressure of 128/85. He's taking carvedilol and hydralazine. The head is nomocephalic without deformities or trauma. The eyes, normal conjunctiva, normal sclera. The mouth, adequate dental hygiene. Oral mucosas are well hydrated. The neck is open, no jugular vein distension. The lungs are clear. The heart, no evidence of S3. The abdomen is soft, depressible, without rebound or guardian genitalia, with the normal limits for the patient's age and sex. Extremities, faint pulses, and no evidence of edema. Assessment, the patient has end-stage renal disease, number 2, arterial hypertension, number 3, secondary hyperparathyroidism, and number 4, anemia that is under control. Unfortunately, this patient is not funded to undergo kidney transplant.